connection's not right there.
It's not the old lock and key deal. Yeah, no, this is internet made in China. it's locked on the guy, and now a hacker figured out how to hack into this thing. And so the hacker sent a ransom note. Your blank, your seat is mine now, said the hacker.
Oh, I see what a chastity cage is now. Wow.
The hacker goes through the code that's in there and takes control of two different guys. There's examples of this, and now controls it. It's like, I'm not opening this unless you pay me. So now they got ransom to have the cage taken off their genitalia. Put it in.
So this...
I wasn't asking for months.
I'm assuming this would be almost like a torture device. So if a guy was wearing this, his partner would do what it took to get aroused, to get him aroused, maybe. But he wouldn't be able to get aroused. So it's like a...
Oh, I thought it was just about control, you know? You don't get to do anything unless I unlock that cage. You know,
that's
it seems
how
like...
I took it, too, like a control thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Seems
so
like
it's not
hot.
Is it?
Yeah. Hmm?
How about the ransom part? You like that? That really complicates the story.
That's a little, huh?
Someone who doesn't give a crap about you now controls the cage.
That's a bit scary for the dude, but not for me.
How weird is that?
I'm looking at it now. I'm looking at the picture. Mm. Does that look comfortable, guys? Why is it got to be? Here's the thing. Why does something like that, of all things, have to be made of metal? Can it be made of, like, soft fur?
Well, I think that's the whole idea.
Because then you can't just rip the thing off or cut it off.
Right.
It just looks like, I think it'd be nicer if it was softer.
Well,
if it was softer, then it would allow you to get an erection.
Monica's into soft torture.
Well, that's so
right.
You know what, I don't want
fuzzy.
Mean. I want full control, but I don't
you know,
want
torture,
to be
but with pillows.
Right.
Yeah, nice.
Ooh, don't hurt me with that pillow.
Yeah, no, this whole thing looks like a dumb idea.
Yeah.
I would never let anybody do this to me.
And now it's hackable.
Oh, come on. That'd be fun. I know. The best part about that is I know for a fact that Jackhammer would be so down for it. He wouldn't think to be like, you want to do this? He'd be like, yep. Like, okay, let's do it.
Listen, I let my freak fly higher than most, but I'm not doing this. Especially now that I found out somebody can hack into it.
That's the thing. Yeah, that's true, too. That's not a...
So what, did they hack into the company website?
No, they hacked into the device, like a lot of devices that are around you are hackable, like a router or whatever. And so this is just another thing you can hack into.
So this just
came, way.
So somebody's penis trap.
Yes.
Came up on some hackers. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Correct.
And then decided to hijack his D? Wow.
That's how it works. And he asked for ransom.
What did he ask for?
He wanted Bitcoin. So now what do you do?
Who doesn't?
Where am I going to get that? He wanted, not a lot, 0.002 Bitcoin. So $750, basically, they're saying, is like what it was worth at the time it happened. So the guy had to, the guy has this problem with the cage locked on. So he goes to find someone who works with viruses and computers and all this kind of stuff, try to get this undone so the hacker doesn't have the control. And the guy's name is Smelly. So he goes to Smelly, who's in charge of this malware company or something. And this guy has to try to figure out how to get him out and all that stuff. I guess it got him out. And another example, a guy paid, I guess. But, you know, the fact that you can just get control, it's like we talked about that story in the past about the cars that have things where hackers maybe can get in and make a car drive into a pole, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, this is just the chastity cage. So, of course, there's a way in. It's not the best. So.
Hey, what are your options?
Be forewarned.
Go to the fire department. Let them take a blowtorch to it.
After they finish taking pictures, videos, and laughing. Yeah, and then a blowtorch, that'll heat up the metal. That's no good.
Why would you even think about getting one when there wasn't a... I don't know, man.
Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
That was like Jim Mora's playoffs. You were like, Wi-Fi.
Right, playoffs? Wi-Fi?
Isn't it so that someone could be like, and say they're at work, they can unlock it for you? So that you can, you know, whatever, if they're in control, I guess.
Right.
Because we've talked about sex toys like that. It seems like just another, you know, offshoot of that. The Cellmate chastity cage is the official one here that's in the article.
Any takers in the room up there? No?
No. And this one doesn't look like...
No.
Does one you guys looking at look like a cage? Because this one just looks
There's a million of them. I'm
like a tube.
I just did a Google image search, and I'm like, this is dumb.
Yeah. The Chinese firm Qiui, however you say that,
Qi
Cellmate Chastity Cage. That's the one. It looks like you're putting like a sleeve and a lock and
nah, I'm not putting.
Okay, so is this, oh my God, I just got sent something. So is this, this is kind of along the same lines without having to worry about, don't worry about a Wi-Fi. the Taint Band-Aid. Have you seen that? It's a real thing.
What?
I don't know.
What?
Hold on.
This,
Taint Band-Aid?
Yeah. Let's see. Last year, let's see. Was more concept, blah, blah, blah.
What is this?
It, computer running, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Taint Band-Aid?
Yeah. Google it. With slapping a patch and sending an electrical current to inhibit the nerves, thereby delaying.
Oh.
Yeah.
So your last one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's what it's... Oh, now you're interested in the Band-Aid. Cause it's,
but I don't even need that. I have the stim machine that I was using on my shoulder or my back. I could just use the same patch and put it there.
Well, I think that you were ahead of the game because it's maybe someone took that concept and...
So by
it doesn't
putting
have an official name yet. It's...
Look at Brett's face. Brett's like, get me out of here.
This torture stuff does nothing for me.
I know. I'm going to stay away, Brett.
Brett, oh, God.
Brett's sitting there going, I should have went on that 11 o'clock call.
Over the past year, the company has tested the patch on real people during beta testing, resulting in a new prototype design to make it, for comfort reasons. We realized we had to make a couple of modifications to the product from a design perspective. Last year, it looked more like a Band-Aid, a rectangular product.
Right. So then it hooks up to an electrical current, and the electrical current keeps you from going too quickly? Or is you just concentrating on that and not the other thing?
It was more, I guess the design was more, it wasn't sticking. Like,
okay. Right, but what I'm saying is, what's the purpose of the electrical current?
Let's see, it would work, not hurt anyone sensitive. The new prototype has also added Bluetooth connectivity. Bluetooth?
Bluetooth.
Hackable.
So users can adjust the intensity level via the app.
Right, but what is
in the beginning, something about nerves. What it does to the nerves?
Hang on, I'm going to the top of the article again. The pictures are funny. The video is funny. I really need to grow up. Let's see. There was a computer running a slideshow about a thing. A penis.
Oh, it confuses the nerves. It says here, I'm in a different article. That controls the signal that makes you not hang around too long. So it confuses the nerves,
yeah,
and that way
the nerves,
you can hang around longer.
Said. Yeah, I said it earlier with slapping a patch and sending an electrical current to inhibit the nerves, thereby delaying.
Sounds like a brick to the face would do the same thing.
Can you just say baseball?
Right. No, it doesn't work
all
the
Brandon.
Time.
That was good stuff. I never heard of that. I guess it's along the same concept. Okay, so you have a choice. The taint Band-Aid.
I would do that. I would do the taint Band-Aid. I'd give that a whirl.
You could also get text messages on it.
Great.
How weird is that?
I'd have to squat over a mirror to read the text message on my taint Band-Aid.
Listen, it's very, very advanced. Play music out of it. There's all sorts of things you can do with it.
Right.
It's coming out of your speaker. You hear yourself over your Bluetooth speaker.
You can talk to it. It'll change TV channels for you. Hey, taint Band-Aid. NBC.
Okay.
Right now in someone's house. You activate.
Taint Band-Aid, what are you doing?
I grabbed sausage.
That makes sense. You're close by.
Boy, these taint Band-Aids are getting really, really advanced. Almost as good as ALEXA.
Hey,
that's amazing.
Band-Aid. I want, can I rename my Google Home thingy Taint Band-Aid so I can just say, hey, Taint Band-Aid?
Yeah, I would.
That's a good idea.
I feel like I have to.
That's a secret code word.
I got those things out of the house.
Did you?
Why?
Alexa's gone.
Really?
Out of my house, bitch.
Why?
Were you guys not using them for anything useful?
I don't want it.
But why?
Because I don't want it in my house.
Lay down the gauntlet.
I don't want it.
Not left a reason yet.
I don't want it.
She's listening.
I don't want it. It's listening. It lights up for no reason. It's a spy, and I don't want it in my house.
What are you doing in your house?
Get out of here! I don't want it in my house. So it is no longer there.
What about what the other people want?
It doesn't matter.
Ew.
Just like the way my wife moves furniture around whenever she wants. My opinion doesn't matter. Or when she takes stuff and starts redoing all the cabinets because you know what?
She decided
after 3 years that the pots don't belong in that cabinet anymore. Mm. They need to move.
You petty, petty little man.
No, it's not. No. No, I'm just like, I just got rid of it and nobody really cared.
Oh, really?
I love it. I'll say, hey, I don't want to say it's going to activate it. And I'll say, I'm home. And it'll say, hi, Monica. and then it'll start playing the last thing I played, Welcome Home, Monica, or whatever. And then it'll play the last song I was playing of in my car.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't know it would do that.
Love it. Sets alarms.
Wow.
Nope. Get out.
Her name is Sasha.
Really?
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's what I call her.
It's a good thing it's a Russian name. It's probably a spy.
Is Sasha a Russian name?
Yes.
How do you even know that?
That's Look weird. Up the root origin. It is. He's not saying anything bad. It makes sense.
Well.
Just that she's a commie.
No. She likes me. I say please and thank you. That's the only thing that messes it all up, because I'll be like, hey, and I'll ask for something, and I'll say please, and then she gets all confused. I have to wait and then say thank you afterwards. It's a whole confusing. Mm.
Don't say thank you. You don't have to.
Well, that's rude.
It's a robot or whatever.
Well, if it's just a robot,
artificial intelligence.
Yeah, you can just have it in there.
She has no feelings. Doesn't matter if you say thank you or not. We've got ours where not only, you know, we're turning out, walking a room. I'm like, Alexa, put on Roger's light, 50%, you know, whatever. Roger. She also has reminders, which is actually not bad. And like at 7:39, she'd be like, this is a reminder. Put out recycling or put out the garbage, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's good. Because I would have, honestly, on certain nights, I'm busy doing this. I might forget.
So I've done the hey, where's my phone?
Handy.
And it'll start ringing my phone for me. That has come in
really
major, yeah.
Okay.
Major handy.
Get the hell out of here.
Nope.
None of what you,
what I
none
do.
Of what you just said. None of it.
Mm-hmm. None of it you care about.
None.
Right.
Zero.
What about at night?
I like the music stuff, though. It's great.
I can say, hey, I'm going to bed. Or I think it's a good night or something like that. And she'll start saying, good night. Would you like me to set an alarm? No. Or yes, or whatever. And then she'll start playing, like, chill music. Like, just... calm
down.
Really? Yeah, and I'll brush my teeth and do all of that, and it's all just relaxing music.
And it just happens without you doing anything else.
Well, good night. Good night, Monica.
Nope.
I think the best part is a grocery list. Or from the refrigerator, you're like, how come we're out of cheddar cheese? Alexa, add cheddar cheese to my grocery list.
Oh,
I do like
boom,
those. I do
on
like
the list.
That. Should I do
love
that?
That.
I do like those new the refrigerators that have camera inside. So if you forget what you forget what you need, you can access it from your phone and see what's inside
you
your refrigerator.
Lazy bastard. Why can't you just have
that's pretty cool though.
No, it's not.
On
no.
Your refrigerator on a magnet like everybody else in the world.
Because you don't always run out with a list, and if you're in the store and you forget, you know you need something but you forget what it is, and you can look in the refrigerator and see what's in there. How is me having that, which I don't have it, but it's I wouldn't mind it. How does that make me lazy? But you got this thing. He's got to turn it off his lights. He's got to tell him when to go get garbage. Yeah. But I'm the lazy one.
I just feel like that's the most basic of things is a grocery list. Like everybody makes a grocery list.
I understand. And we do that.
Mm. It's good. It sends it right
Monica,
to your phone.
You
and then you got
the
it no matter when you go.
I told these guys I had to go shopping the other day on Sunday. And my wife asked me to go. And I took the list and I went. And then like the stuff I couldn't find. Or she wasn't specific about something.
Mm-hmm.
When I couldn't, like, I got so angry so fast.
Why are you mad?
When I was in there. And then all of a sudden people were all around me. And I started getting, like, panic attacky.
Oh, no.
Mm.
And
why? You've been so comfortable with everything.
I haven't been doing so great the last
lately.
Bunch of weeks.
Second wave.
But. I just, the minute I couldn't find something, my shoulders were up by my ears, and I was just ready to, like, tackle everything. It was bad.
No.
Out of nowhere.
What do you do? How do you do the tapping? How do you calm yourself down?
No, I just got myself through the store trying not to kill people because somebody's card hit me, and now I want to.
Jeez, is that crowded?
You get that angry? God. That's not healthy.
I know. I turned into my father in a split second.
Oh, boy.
My anger. I just got super, super angry out of nowhere.
The difference is you recognized it and tried to maintain it.
Yeah, no. As soon as I got out of there, I was okay.
That's
but
so
while
bizarre.
I was in there, I wanted to go scorched earth. Pretty much.
What stops you? How do you, when you're in that mode where it seems like it comes out of nowhere and it's kind of out of your hands to a certain degree?
What really pissed me off is, what kind of set me off is that she sent me to the store. She wasn't very specific. She said, I'll turn my phone on. I said, okay, cool. I get there. I try to find what she asked me to find. I couldn't find it. I call her cell phone. there's no answer. So now I'm like, all I want to do all I want to do is grab the tomato, any tomato, and drive home and throw it.
Oh my God. You need.
Because you sent me to do stuff that. She could be in and out of there and throw. She knows what she wants, where it is, all the other stuff. No. But she wanted to win for me to go. And I don't have a problem with it, but be specific. I don't want to buy the wrong thing and then have you say I bought the wrong thing when you didn't pick up the phone.
But I mean, how different can it be? Like, did she ask for one specific? Tomato paste is tomato paste, or
an
apple.
I understand tomato paste is tomato paste, but she said get tomatoes, brown ones if they have. They don't have. They don't. Right. So they didn't have brown tomatoes. So I'm like, okay, well, then they have a lot of other kind of tomatoes. Which amount am I getting here?
Your purpose
for the tomatoes? I don't know what it's for. So I'm trying to call. She said she turned the phone on. The phone's not, she's not answering the phone. Now all of a sudden I want to kill everything.
Well, that escalates way too quickly. I mean, I understand how you'd be annoyed if she said she'd have her phone on, but you don't got to start getting violent about it. It's like, you get what you get then, lady. You didn't answer the phone.
I know. And then it got crowded, and then people were bumping into me, and then everything escalated from there.
Wow.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Now, if your kids are with you or if someone else is with you, is it different, or is it because you're solo?
Probably. But my daughter will want to kill somebody quicker than me.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
She's no joke.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I'm glad that you made it home safely without killing anybody at the grocery store.
Well, then,
congrats. Brown tomatoes.
And this led to my first drinks of 2021, because then my father got to the house, and he's hitting me with all this vaccine.